Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. Thank you guys for joining us. I love these mornings that we get to sit down, we get to pray, and we get to study God's Word. Today, I'm excited. So today, I want to just kind of share with you kind of some of the things that I like to do in my personal time with God. I'm going to share from you from the book that's called The 1 Year Uncommon Life Daily Challenge, and it's by Tony Dungy. For those of you who don't know, Tony Dungy was an amazing football coach, won Super Bowls with Peyton Manning back in the day in the Indianapolis Colts. That didn't come out right. But he, not only that, he's also an amazing brother in Christ. So today I just want to read what he had because it super inspired me and it was super amazing about the talents, the spiritual gifts that God has blessed us with. And they're not always spiritual. Sometimes God's blessed us physically, right? We've seen that. But before we jump into that, before we get into our study, I'd like to pray. Let's invite God to jump in, to talk to us through his word, through his servants, and just be here with us. Let's pray. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just come before you and we thank you so much for this day. God, we thank you that your love for us never fades. God, we may fail you, God, but you're always there. And we thank you that we can turn back around. We can repent of our sins, God, and you are there to forgive us. God, I pray that you'd help us to be more like your son, God, and I just pray that you'd bless this time. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, so today, July 19th, it is entitled, Doing Things for His Pleasure. The Bible scripture that he uses is 1 Timothy 4, 7 and 8, which says, train yourselves to be godly. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. Training for godliness. I love that thought. Okay, let's jump into what he has to say today. It says, God gave you gifts that stir passions within you. They are intended to be used for godly purposes. They are intended to be used for God's glory. Don't be ashamed or afraid to fight for and defend what may be a more godly calling. In the movie Chariots of Fire, runner Eric Little was dismissed by critics who felt he wasted too much time on other pursuits, namely godly pursuits, to ever be considered a world-class runner. His critics suggested that Liddell needed to change his approach to training if he really wanted to successfully compete at high levels. His response was succinct and direct. I believe God made me for a purpose, but he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure. For Eric Liddell, it was all about God. In the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris, he was forced to withdraw from the 100-meter race, his best event, because one of the qualifying heats was scheduled on a Sunday. Liddell kept the Sabbath holy. He would not run on Sunday. He knew the source of his athletic ability, and he knew he was running for God's smile and honor. His heart's desire was to honor God with the gift God had given him. Liddell went on to win the bronze medal in the 200 meters and the gold medal in the 400 meters for Britain. After reaching that pinnacle of competitive running, Liddell left for China as a missionary, again simply to honor God. He would do that up to the day of his death in a POW camp. Eric Liddell recognized that the two greatest passions the Lord had placed on his heart, running and reaching the lost, should both be used to his utmost for God's glory. And then there's an uncommon key that he always places in at the bottom. It says, if you are disciplined about physical training, consider being as disciplined with godly training in your life. Use what you are passionate about to glorify God. So God has given each of us gifts. And I love that story of Eric Liddell, how he just ran for God. Literally, he would bring people to God and he ran for God, right? He wouldn't run on a Sunday. He died preaching the word in a prisoner of war camp, right? That's an amazing story. God has given each of us gifts. There's so many things in this world that are going to bear us down, that are going to try to do that. But God has given us each talents that we can use for his glory. Maybe it's running, maybe it's sports, maybe it's speaking, maybe it's music. There's so many things that we can bless God with. It reminds me of the story in Matthew 25, 13 through 30, where Jesus is using a parable to talk about the kingdom of God, right? And he says, a master gives his three servants talents. Now, obviously, that's a different word, but we're not even going to get into that, right? He gave 1 5, 1 3, and 1 1. Oh, excuse me, I was wrong. The second one, he only gave 2. He didn't give 3. So the first one, he gave 5. And the Bible says that he gave them talents according to their ability, right? And we know that the guy who had 5 went out and produced another 5. The guy who had 2 went out and produced another 2. And the dude who he gave 1 buried his talent in the ground so that he might not lose it, right? And when we come back, that's where I want to pick it up. So let's pick it up and let's see what the master has to say to his servants. And we are going to look in verse 20. We'll start there. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. Excuse me. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He who had also received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So there's a lot of things I just want to take away in a short time. There's some cool things. First of all, God knew how many talents to give each servant. He said, by his ability. So it seems to us, and it seems unfair, more people are more talented and they have other things that we don't have. So how can we possibly serve God? But if you look at the response that he gave the man who brought back 5 and the man he brought back 2, it's exactly the same. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful for a few. I will now make you master of many, right? So to the one, he said, you are wicked and lazy. And ultimately, he was cast out, right? So what my question for you today is, what are you doing with the talent, play on words, right, that God has given you? Whether that's, like we talked about earlier, physical talent, musical talent, speaking talent. There's so many talents that God has given his people to bring him glory. What have you done with your talent? Have you multiplied it, or did you bury it in the ground? Go out today, use your talent for the glory of God, to bring him glory, to bring others to him. That's what our talents are for, to say, hey, this isn't me. God gave me this, and I'm using it for his glory, so that we can witness to others, we can love on others, and show them how to become saved. Introduce them to Jesus Christ so that they may be saved. That's the purpose of all our talents. So go out and use your talents today. Have a great day, guys. Oh, 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 oh